and I'll say before I give him out what it's going to be. We have not any Gemara yet. We're so involved in all kinds of other important discussions. We didn't learn the Gemara. So the sugya for tomorrow is a whole lot Gemara, really. Some of it I'm sure you've intuited or seen already. We're going to start on Av Kuf Heim and Aleph, which is Bo Mine Ravina Mir Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The last half, approximately, of a little less than Kuf Heim and Aleph. And go to the last line on Kuf Vav and Aleph. The Blat Gemara. Again, we've discussed many of the Inyanim, but they're, again, start from Kuf Hei, Bo Mine, more than halfway down, to the last line, Avaloh HaLaor. And we'll be discussing a little about Kiddush, a little about Havdalah, a little about what we call Kiddusha Rabbah, the Kiddush in the morning, and about the various laws of Te'ima, which we'll start, hopefully start discussing today. All this will be on the Ma'ar Makomos, Siyata D'Shamayim, for tomorrow. Okay. I have to pick up many pieces, the loose ends. First, I brought the Tzlach, which we didn't have in Shir yesterday. I want to be able to read it to you inside. He really says it. It's not a joke. The Tzlach is in Masech the Brocha stuff. Nun Aleph from the base. Believe it or not, on the bottom, someone said, who said this yesterday? Someone's mechavet to the Shul Lameshim. Al kol shekvar nista lebeis hillam yayin kodem achakach kiddush shuv lo chilku the tamer of baruch yayin kodem dim loken yishtanu adinim b'choyom v'yom v'yam ora. Forget about it. So therefore, and then toder is also an issue, another svara sholemesh. So therefore, who said this yesterday? Someone was mechavat adiemis. No one wants to claim credit. Someone said yesterday that once we already determined that yayin comes before kiddush, low plug, it's always that way. Well, no one claims credit, and the Sholem Aish gets credit for it. He said it first, okay? So the bottom line is that even women who, if they fulfill their mitzvah with Kiddush, they didn't have a marv, still will make a bar preg often before Kiddush Hayom, in contrast to the psak of the Tzlach in Masechta Brachos on Afnan Aleph and Beit. That's comment number one. I said I'd bring it to you to show it to you inside. We didn't have a chance to do it until yesterday. I didn't have it, so now you have it. Okay. Then we have the question of the drinking on the cup. So we had discussed my tale of woe when I forgot to make Saseh Vayechulu on Shabbos. I think it was the second night Shavuos, and I reminded myself too early. It was too late, but too early. I forgot. I remembered later on. We saw in Shulchan Aruch. So you make the bracha in the Vayechulu later on the coast. Fine. And then we saw them in the Shemir Shabbos, really stay by Rav Pregofen and then by Yechulu. Well, it's better to do the other way around. Fine. All that is fine. Better do by Yechulu and then by Rav Pregofen. But I didn't have that luxury because I reminded myself after I said by Rav Pregofen, what should I do now? Should I say by Yechulu now? Well, no. Leave it out and wait till during the meal, pick up another coast and say by Yechulu. I did the bold thing, told you, and I said Vayechulu on the spot. And Rabbi Shech, the Shalita, others thought I was a little bit too bold. And after all, we saw the Shemir Shabbos yesterday, this review again, those have the Shemir Shabbos in front of them. There should be some copies floating around. I hope you have. The Shemir Shabbos says, in this very case, Mishashach Olama Vayechulu could go. This is the last five lines of this little excerpt. Shachoshav lasas kiddush al yontem ve'omer brichas paragafen and niska shalom vayechulu. This has happened to me. Ibichai gav the mutlo lehavsik achi brichas agefen shalom vayechulu. I thought yes. Ulchori yesh lovi mehodes simin reisha and aleph b'mishtabruas of kotton chavdalim lo yavsik achi brichas agefen by miras vayechulu. No, that's talking about hamotzi. If you look at it, it was read yesterday in shir. We're talking about agafen. Why is agafen unique? That whole base mayor, we read most of it yesterday, the left column down, is the base mayor. He calls it Rav Van on top. He calls it Rashi and Erevin on the bottom. where Rashi seems to say that the whole reason you have to drink from the cup is only because of Gnayu Lakos. So the Mefarshim ask Gevalt, is a Brocha Levatola. So the answer, that's the Rashash's question. So the answer is, it's not a Brocha Levatola. Why not? Because the Bar Paragafen of Kiddush is not a plain Bar Paragafen. It's a Birchas HaShevach. And to use a beautiful phrase of the Beis Meir himself, I talk about the destiny of the wine. About the eighth line going down from the top over here. What does he say? He says, the brachas u nitkan akidish al bisman o brachas birchas amila shatei al akos shuv a bracha gam ken shevach la borei baruchu shebori ayin lakadish alav vizet sarko. The purpose of wine in this world is to praise God kimo tzorech shtia as it's meant to be drunk v'yev sheyoser. But it's more important to praise Hashem than to drink wine. So therefore, that itself is a suffices. It's only a question of Gnai. You can give it to a little 8-day-old baby, it's good enough. Things of this nature. You don't have to worry about a shayla of hefsek. This is what he says. Now, of course, there's a problem with another Rashi. Veda, with the parentheses over here, halfway down. Veda, to be Pirush Rashi, Zed, Tzorech, Iyan, Liyashev, and Pirushim, and Reseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes, and Midbeis. This is noted by the Rashash who came after the Beis Meir. Beis Meir noted it first. There Rashi quotes the expression of Mevarech Tzorech Shitom in the classical sense, the normal way. That once you make a bracha, you have to drink, otherwise it's you just have to drink. So the question is a steer between Rashi and Mesech de Rosh Hashanah and Rashi in Mesech de Erevin. This is raised by the Beis Meir in the parentheses. Now, I want to give you the Lashon of Rashi, which you have in front of you. Let's read it together. The question was about Sheikh Shechayonu. Does she have Shechayonu on a cup on Yom Kippur? So Rashi says, Leisvi Yenukal Ishtoso, Tahai she give it to a child to drink, Tahai she yitom de ka'omar lav davka kama hamavarech. Right? Hamavarech, Sorach Shitom is a Gemara. We saw it here on Nafkuv Zayim. Lav davka. But who else? Someone else can drink it. We know that from Kiddush. I can make Kiddush and you can drink. That's what Rashi says, end quote. Ask the Rashash, and these are his words to the Rashash in Erev Nachman, I hope you saw it by now. He mixed up the cause and the effect, did Rashi. What should Rashi have said? Kevan shetzorech litom, tzorech levarech. Right? Since you have to drink the wine, you have to make a bracha, because it's also to drink, to have any hanor from food in this world, without a preceding bracha. What did Rashi say instead? No. Since you have to make a bracha, you have to drink. That's a little bit wacko. Rashi himself says the normal way in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes, quote, Fisha Mavarech Tzorech Sheyitom V'yev Shalihonos below Bracha. That's normal. You have no choice. So why is Rashi going like this in Masechta Erevin? What's going on over here? What's going on? Says the Rashash like this. The Pshat, the Poshe Pshat, Rabosai, is that Mavarech Tzorech Sheyitom refers to Kiddush. Hamavarech Baruchat Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos Tzorech Sheyitom, and Memele has to make a Baruch Pregoven. Again, Kiddush, drinking, Baruch Pregoven. You know, in logical order. You have to take Mekadosh HaShabbos, and if you have to have wine, then you have to make a Baruch Pregoven. But Rashi seems to say, no, Hamavarech Baruch Pregoven Tzorech Sheyitom. So what's the Kiddush? That's a Kiddush? Otherwise a Baruch HaLevatolah Mamish. If I can say right now, Baruch Atah Hashem, with Hashem's name, really. Elkeinu Melech Olam Baruch Pregofen. There's no wine to be seen. That's a Baruch Levatolah with a capital Beis and a capital Lamed. That's the class of the Baruch Levatolah. Pshita. Says the Rashash, but you know what? I have to admit that it refers to Baruch Pregofen as well. Why? The Gemara Masechta Brachos Tafnun Beis, it refers to the boy pregofen of a kol shel birchas hamazon. Hamavarech tzorech sheyito. Right? What bracha? There is no bracha. It's only boy pregofen. There's no Kiddush. If you ask me, I think the Rosh Hashanah sold himself short. Sold himself short. Goes in the Birchas HaMazon. And over here where it's found, Kuf Hei Amid Beis. Look over here. I'm a Baruch Tzorach Shiyito. Right over here. Last line of Kuf Hei Amid Beis. I'm a Baruch Tzorach Shiyito. It doesn't go on Baruch for a Gopher. It goes on Havdalah. And in the Erevin, it goes on what? On Shechiyonu. Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom. That's what I would have said. Anyway, Rashi in Erevin says no. Goes to the Bar Prayer Gopher. It's a Gnai. Why no Bracha Levatola? Because as we said before, this is what the Mefarshim explained, that it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Beis Meir says it so beautifully, and others say it after him. It's a Birchas HaShevach Lehodah. And if I make a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Prayer Gopher, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam until Mekadosh HaShabbos, and I drink nothing, it's not a Baruch HaLevatol. That's the Wap HaChiddush, which seems to emerge when Rashi in Masechta Erevin enough mem, Rosh Hash can't believe it, but Rashi seems to say it. The Ravan said it. The Tshuva Saran wanted to reinterpret Rashi, and the Beis Meir says, you're wrong. Say about a Rishon, you're wrong. Then okay. He says he's wrong. And the Ravan proves that the Ran's Pshat and Rashi is wrong. It doesn't fit into the words, etc., etc. On this basis, two things. One, you give the kid, an 8-day-old kid on Yom Kippur, it's good enough, according to some in Hagim. He's not a Bar Chinuch. Doesn't matter. It's not a Gnai. Two, this happened to me. I told you I was at a bris today, but today's bris, they split up the bracha with the Kriyas Hashem. So the Rabbi Maybrook Shlita received the Av Bezdin, the Morad Astra of Shenkshul. He had the brachas, and I got the Kriyas Hashem. And then, but I saw he didn't drink till the end. He didn't drink, and he drank nothing. Now, of course, he wasn't mafsik. I was mafsik, but I had a drink. But he waited. He waited a long time. You know he wouldn't wait so long. He said, Bar Pragaf, and Karas Abris. Then he waited another minute. So I said, the whole, we went through this yesterday. And then he drank. And he asked me afterwards, is that the minute? Said, yeah, that's the Orach HaShulchan, that's the correct minute. Now the new Chumra said, no, can't do that anymore. The minute you finish Karas Abris, they make you drink, then they fill up the cup again, so it should be what we call a Kos Pogum. Okay. If that's called the Chumra, we can live with it. But that's not the original minig, as the Orach HaShulchan says, the minig that we had in recent years, I should say. Okay, fine. Therefore, on this basis, Ani HaKotan decided to say Vayechulu between the Bar Prayer Gofen and the Asher Bocha Bonim Mikolom Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Azmanim, on the same basis, that we have way more maker when it comes to a kos, because it's we're more maker by hefstik as we do and by a bris mila, because it's not purely, had it only been a classical birchas hananim, you have to worry much more about hefstik. Where is there a classical birchas? That's hamotzi lechem and art. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Dalet to which the Shmir Shabbos appeals. But it's not our case. Our case is talking about wine. Okay. The answer to Stir and Rashi, in my humble opinion, is when Rashi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah quotes the expression "Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom," he didn't mean it. He was just borrowing a phrase in the Gemara. Quote the Rashi's pshat goes on Baruch Prayer Gofer. Rashi borrowed the phrase. There it's going on Kiddush. Because remember, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah never quotes Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom. It's only found in three places in Shas: Psachim Kuf Hey. Look on the side, Zion. It says where else is in Shas? Where else? Brachas Nun Beis and Erev and Mem. Right? Here's Avdallah, and there's Birchas Hamazon, and there is Shechiyonu. It's not found. And so Rashi is borrowing a phrase. That's my best answer. The Alta Rebbe, and the Lubavitcher is here, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, and Simon Kuf Tzadi, Siv Dal is exactly the same thing as the Beis Meir. Come out word for word, it doesn't elaborate so much. But I have to say, as much as I'm a tremendous Beis Meir fan, as you can hear in my voice, there's one thing I think he went over the top. I think he went over the top, I have to be honest. And I saw a discussion of it after I asked Akasha myself in this great sefer called the Kodesh Yilulim, which I hope to get to in a few minutes. And that's as follows. In this trying to bring proof to his Yisod, he says something which I don't quite understand. So second. He tries to bring a raya to his Yisod from our Tosfos. We left off yesterday. We left off in the good part. This last one I don't quite understand. The line starts the word leharavan. It's about 15 lines down. V'zechen mucha niyazdaiti b'dat Tosfos shem esechas hanal gav kuvavam and aleph sof dira masal zecher alayayim. That's our Tosfos. What they write? V'od matzilu lemeima the kiddush alayayim var Torah. Avol ha di yom ha'mavar zoch shi'itom zemed rabbonim. Right, we know that. As we spell the first day of Shia, we spent a lot of time on those few lines. Says the base mayor, Hare, Dimina Torah Chayev Lekadesh Ulevorech Alayayin, V'yein Sorech Lito, V'kosha V'brocha Levatola, Elevadai Kanal, the Kol Shud Sorech Mitzvah, Eino Klal Brocha Levatola. What in heaven's name is the holy base mayor talking about? What's wrong with this picture? I said, Tamidim, ask at least two kashas against this. At least two. Rabbi said, come on. You should be able to shoot this down like easily, yes.
Who said, when Tosfos said you have to make Kiddush Aliyah and Gedaraisa, who says that meant that you have to say Borah Pergeh? You're just supposed to say it on the
not only that, the there is no Borah Pergeh from Gedaraisa. We learned Brachos a few years ago. Birchas Hanan is the Rabbanon. What's he talking about? What in heaven's name is he talking about? But Pashas, there is no Birchas. A, there's no Baruch Pergav from at all, Midaraisa. B, Brachal of Atol according to Tosfos is also not Daraisa. Tosfos Masechta Rosh Hashanah holds the whole Brachal of Atol is only Yisra Derabbanan. The whole thing is it's hard for me to understand. I don't understand it. Yes.
I think there's a Pnei Yeshua who might hold that Bichur and Enner and Daraisa.
Okay, but that's Yoch. Even though I'm a descendant of the Pnei Yeshua, I love Pnei Yeshuas, but that's only a Das Yoch. So he, if you want to look it up, it's such a great kasha. He tries mightily, the Kodesh Ilulim, to defend the base mayor. And in terms of his proof, I mean, I don't think his point is any defense, I think he's right. But his proof is very difficult. So, sure enough, he quotes a Pnei Yeshua, look at that. Brachos Nun Aleph, who learns, like the base mayor of Pshat and Tosfos. Okay? So he makes the following comment. Again, the best he can do. Bar Pragovin is Doraisa. I, Bar Pragovin, is Nomad Rabbana. No! This Bar Pragovin is Doraisa. Because it's Shemach Vodah. The same you saw to the Beis Meir. Maybe he meant this, the Beis Meir. This is Din Doraisa. There is a Netziv. There's a Gemara in Brachas Memchet called a Pasuk in Shmuel. You know, we know Pasukim from Gemaras. Ki Yavarach Es HaZevach. Talking about Shmuel Hanavi with Shaul, the whole story there. So, what bracha? There's no bracha there. So the Tziv wants to suggest when it comes to holy things, there were brachas with the rice. I tell me, take an apple, big bar prates. That's the rabbanon. But holy things such as karbonos, yivarech as azevach, and maybe I guess kiddush is also by its very name holy. So the bar pragafen and kiddush would presumably be a din daraisa. That's what he suggests. I think. Afklo matzina birchas enem and Torah. However, the day of Zu ain't birchas bar pregafen birchas enenin. Out of the shir alayayin, maskele brach the bar pregafen. If it came in the kiddush alayayin min Torah, quote this tzad, zachwer alayayin, shir alayayin, nichlal bezem and mele birchas the bar pregafen. It's very creative, but he's probably right. That's presumably what the base mayor means. Wow. And he said the Pnei Yeshua, the Elta Zeta says the same thing. Brokers and Allah from the base. Wow. Adka. Okay? So now we have to discuss Bavarach Tzorach Shiyita. What kind of din is this? So please, we have those Mekoros I gave out. There's one book we didn't even look at all. That's the book of Avraham, Sivkot and Lamed base. Okay? Let's please open up to it. Which we're still trying to finish up these Mara Mekoros before we start the next ones. Tomorrow, B'siyat HaDeshmaya. Okay, Mokot and Avraham, Sivkot and Lamed base. Okay? Is anyone missing a piece? Does anyone have this? Who's missing one? You're missing one? All right, I'll give you mine, but here, take mine. I'll use the real one. It's a different print, but...
Okay. Oh, this one I have.
Yeah, okay. Good. If anyone else needs it, Please take. I already opened my big one. Open up. It's Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph. Please take. Mogan Avram, Sifkatan, Lamed Beis. Okay, what is it going on? Very important. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, open up. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch. Such an important din. It can happen. Im Nishbach HaKos, Kodem Shiyitah B'Mimenu. This could happen. I once saw it happen. Someone made Kiddush, I had my Kiddush with Avdallah, and the whole cup just spilled out. Yavi Kos Acher U'Mavarach Olav Bar Pragofen, V'Eino Tzarach Lachzol L'Kaddush. Those are the actual words of Maran Bet Yosef. You with me so far? Good. Comes the Magen Avraham. Let's read it together. Read it together. You all have it. Kosev alavush. Kosher. Lomali kos acher. Hokayim on the shtiel lom akva. Kedisa perek makom arvin. Ad kal neshom. It's a quote of the lavush. It's true. It's really there. Look it up. Vishogag bozeh. The holy lavush of Mordechai Yaffe made a mistake. Why? He tells you what his mistake is. Shera loshon zeh. Bebeis Yosef Sof Simen Zeh B'Shem HaTosvis U'Ve'emes Kavonas HaTosvis T'Shtiyas HaMesubim Lo Ma'akva. Not those around the table need that drink. D'Dayim Tom Echad Mehem K'Damin Reper B'Kol Ma'arvim Leis V'Liyanuka. That's HaGemara. Here. Adarabba Shom Muchach De Ma'akva. On the contrary, that Shtiyas HaKos is Ma'akev. You're not Yotze without it. D'Lo Te Ma'achi Lema zman ala kos, v'lo lishti, kevin di yefshem b'yinachas yom kippur. So Levush is completely wrong. The mechilas kvod. The gamal rav beis yosef yeshet tmoa, shekosav, he's quoted beis yosef verbatim. V'yim nishbach hakos, ein tzorach lachzol lekadish. The maidam rinan im lo toam lo yotza, hainu lo mad lo yotza yidei mitzvah kitikuna. V'chein kos levos orchas chayim v'edya adkan lashono. Which sounds awfully like whom? Like the Levush. Time out, Rabbi. Rabbi Einstein of Shalita, one of the Choshever Rabbanim of America. He comes from Cleveland. If you don't, he doesn't like to take back his own Yichus. So I will not embarrass him by his own Yichus. I'll tell you about his sons. He has many sons who are Gedolei Tamidei Chachamim. You can't deny that, Rabbi. Your own Anivus is his own thing, but you can't deny your sons. B'li Ayin Hara, really tremendous. Rosh Kerlul, Rabbim and Yeshivas Gedolos throughout the country and Eretz Yisrael. I'll say about his daughters-in-law, they're also very choshev, and that you can claim a little bit of credit for. It's a big schus that Rabbi Einstein comes to us to give us a schus to help him in his wonderful mitzvah.
You know, in the middle of the winter, I had a short story in my mind, and it began to affect me, so it interfered with what I was doing. So I once published a novel under a pseudonym.
B.D. Da'ehu. Shh.
So I decided it's bothering me to such an extent that I just got to get it out of my system. So I wrote it. And I decided I'll write three more short stories. Then I've got two up there. In one of them, an individual is praised, you know, it's the basis of a word of fiction, but there's truth in fiction. Aristotle said the universal is more true than the particular. And someone says to someone, you know, I understand you're a holy man and a tzaddik, and I listen to what you say. So he says, I'm neither holy nor tzaddik, but do listen to what I say. I'm neither tzaddik nor holy, nor this, nor that, but do listen to what I have to say. I've been coming to Yitzhak Lochanan for maybe 25, 30 years. We distribute money to over 450 families in Eretz Yisrael twice a year, before Purim and before Yom Noroim. This money is given to extremely poor people. Some of them don't have enough food to eat. The reason I'm involved in the tzedakah is because there are two elements it has that it's not unique, but it's very uncommon. It's totally honest. The probity, the fairness, and the measure of effort taken to see to it that each family gets according to its needs is very great, done with great responsibility. And secondly, there's no overhead. If you give a nickel, that nickel goes there. Any expense incurred in getting the money there is borne by others. Yitzhak Chanan, its alumni, are responsible for most of the money that goes there. And think 450 families, what do you have to send them to make an appreciable difference? It's a lot of money. Everyone wants to give tzedakah, especially in a time like this. You'd like to think that some of it goes to where it's supposed to be going. Everything here goes. Herschel Schacht is a close friend of mine. He calls me up Motzei Yom Kippur. Whatever he has in hand and whatever has been committed at that time, we'll lay it out. I plead with you, do what you can do. Be happy that you're going to be on the giving end and not have to be on the receiving end. I hope you'll never have to be in such a situation. Give generously because the people need the money. If you have family and friends who want to give to such a tzedakah, please get it to Rabbi Willie. We'll find to get it to Rabbi Shachta, and we'll find a way to Eretz Yisrael. I plead with you, help these people. If they need help, be happy that you're in a position to help them. Checks can be made out to Meshul's charity fund for tax purposes. It's Congregation Torah Tefillah. I ask you, whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that.
Okay. I'm going to go around. Is there someone else? Goldie, going to go around? The two guys go around a little faster.
You're not doing so badly yourself, you know, with your family.
Believe I know. Rabbi Einstein is a professor of English. You may have picked it up from his presentation. Believe I know. Also a native of Washington Heights, from way, way back. Thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Over the last 2 weeks, I spoke with Aaron Lichtenstein a couple of times. We haven't spoken in a long time. And you know where Harry Wolfson was?
Yeah, he was in Harvard.
Yeah. So I became intrigued. You know. He told me that his Levaya was Kamat Nada Minyan of Eden.
I'll tell you one story. I'm not sure if even the rabbi if he knows about it. He has a son who left Yerushalayim to take over a kol in Muncie. So when his son left, a big loss. Yerushalayim was filled with gedolim. But they didn't want to let his daughter-in-law leave. Because his daughter-in-law in Chesed is unbelievable. It was how they went to Rabbi Yosha, that's what I was told. And they said, you have to stop him from leaving because the Rebbe's in Einstein said, I can't leave because she's holding up the whole matzah stuff for the tzedakas. Ad kan shamat. Apparently the psak was that she did leave and she's now holding up all the tzedakas from her house in Muncie to Chicago.
She does what she used to do. She doesn't do that. She's not the only one.
I'm saying she's the only one.
There are others that do that too.
Yeah. But
and all of us who do could do more, right? Could do better, you know? One of the banes of Yahadus is a person feels a sense of complacency. You know, you reach a plateau and what did the poet say? Here I rest, you know? I'm happy to stay where I am. No, the person has to move onward, upward, all the time. You do a lot, you could do better. When we come up there after 120 years, you're not going to be asked, did you do as well as he or here? You're going to say, could you have done better? We'll bow our heads and say, yeah, we could have done better.
Also, if Rabbi wrote Yesodos, for those who want to get it, also, that's available now. You don't have to wait till the short stories come out. Okay, Shkoyach, keep on writing, keep on doing good things.
Tzivach,
Tzivach, Tzivach,
good convention.
All the best. Pleasure to see you.
It used to be very difficult for me to come here. I come in the middle of a shiur. Now I'm treated so royally. You know,
we'll hope to see you again before Purim, Mr. Sherman. Good health. Okay. Okay. So it sounds very much that the Beis Yosef is exactly the same as the Levush. And I'm a verb, Tzorch Shittim, is only mitzvah the Chatchila. Then he says, V'achakach, I'm right where we left off, Shem Aruch Haschaim, Ilo Timi Le'achwini, Tzorch Le'medo the Kiddushit. That's the truth. If no one takes from the cup, you have to make Kiddush all over again. V'chein Kosev Shil Tegiborim, Behedja, Shem Lo Tom Echad Mehem Lo Yotza. Right? Right over here in Adaf, Shil Tegiborim, you look. And the Rosh, and Ken Kosev B'Ramazim, that means the Tour to Ramazim, Kitzur Piskei Rosh, Perek Avi Pesachim Os Yud Ches, Kosev Tos Pesachim, Kuf Med Beis, they Kiddush Yotzu. So therefore, you have to, L'chein Nirali, the Chazar Bo, Po B'Shulchan Aruch, he changed his mind. Originally, he thought it's only lechatchila. Now he's saying it's even b'diavad. It's ma'akev. Dekeven shekiddush alayayin v'toam. Afal pish lo toam eyoso akos. Yotza. That's a chiddush nifle v'norum. I would have said, im kvar az kvar. If I'm a varach tzorach shiyitom, you have to be torn from the same coast you made the kiddush on. Well, I'm sorry, I drink a different coast. That's the mechaber said. Tuk sheyesh kosos acheim lefnei amesubim. Ein tzrichel mishtos mikos amekadesh. True. Im kein hu ba'atzmo b'nami yotza b'kos acher. That's sleight of hand, Rabbi Osai. If there are 10 people around the table, everyone has his own coast, so I make kiddush on my coast, they have their own coast. But all the coasts were around when I made kiddush. In this case, I make, there's only one cup here. It spills out. I go back to the refrigerator, bring out more wine, and put in another cup. How does that help? It's a little double. It's not so posh what he's saying over here. V'chayotzi b'zekos b'gos maimenes. V'davka k'shol hisiach dato b'entayim. Avlam kom ha'oduch t'okorim shetoham tzorach lachzol l'kadish. Beis yoyser b'shem rochus chayim. Very strange thing. Very strange. It's really a hard thing to understand what's going on over here. And he goes on. You have more in your quote? I want to make sure you have more. Kosev, right? Kosev episki ma'arai. That's a truma sadeshim. Im kiddush al mayim. V'sova shu yayin. You made a mistake. Yarzav yekadesh. Can make kiddush again from scratch. Af al gav the kiddush al yayin derabonon. So what? Kamimida derabonon. Tzorach la'achzor. End quote. End quote. That's what it says. Finished. So I mean, it's more to be said, but that's the main point of the base of the Magen Avraham. This is all, everything is chidushim and chidushim. What's going on over here? Really, it's tremendous, tremendous chidush. Now, the Beis Meir discusses this Magen Avraham a little bit over here. Now you saw the Magen Avraham and that sheet. Turn to the Beis Meir over here. Okay, let's look together. The last 10 lines of the Beis Meir. Okay? Fine. So he says Rashi's like the Ravan and Tosfos Kuvav the way he holds with the Pnei Yeshua. Fine. V'zeh and yesdai de das ha-levush shemesigo Magen Avraham b'sven reisha and alav sivkot lamed beis ayin shem v'duk. The levush says you don't have to drink at all. Ki mashi mevi Magen Avraham raya me'erivin. What's Erevin? We just saw the Magen called Erevin. Hamavar tzor shiyitom. And if not, Rabosai, if you can conceive of a guy making a bracha and not tasting it, we should do on Yom Kippur. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'mashechi yonu v'ki yonu v'ki yonu z'man hazeh. And put the cup down and don't drink it. No. Lesser. The cave on D.E.F. Sherbi Yenuka. So you cannot give it to a child. Mechatesi yitaknu azman ala kos. Ba'ofen she gnai ala kos. We're not going to introduce it in the first place in a manner that's going to be a gnai. Elevadai. The ain't sarich. What's the next word? Rav Nachman, I'm not sure if Rav Nachman was an Erevin, I'm not sure what that stands, what that means. What he's saying over here is that Hamavar Tzorach Shiyutim means we're not going to institute it if you're going to have a situation where you can't taste from it. But B'di'evet, if it spilled out, you'd be Yotzei. Gamatosa Shemevi Ein Raya Dibidikoma Yedei Kiddush Yotzu Mashma Kitikuno Lechatchila Bekosu Dahayno Yedei Shiyutim HaMekadosh. He wants to say, the base mayor, that if a varach tzorach shiyutim was like levush, like the base mayor started, it's only lechatchila. That's quite a chiddush over here. That's quite a chiddush over here in the base mayor. Wow. So when there is a kos, when the kiddush, the shtir is na me'akev. And therefore, according to the levush, don't bother bringing a second cup. I gnai. You know what he's saying over here? Gnai will not be taken care of by a second cup. Gnai is not in the gav, it's in the chepza. This first cup that you drag and it's spilled out, it's a gnai for it. How's it going to help a second cup? How's that going to help? So don't bother, says the Levush. And the base man wants to pass like the Levush. Pilei ploy. Pilei ploy. Wow. Let's take a look at that toast that he quoted. Let's look at it in. So we happen to be learning Pesachim, right? Look at Kufam et Beis. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. Come on, that's the toast that they quote. Kufam et Beis, Rebbe Osai. Who's right? Kufam et Beis. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. Afal Pishalosh Yotzu. Rak Shita Mavarech. Oh, I feel like I'm going to move up a sofa. I call my Arvin. Ulechatchila tzarech sheyitamu kula. What does that mean? What does that mean? If no one tasted from it, lo yatsu. That's what Machzor Shekel says, right? Lechatchila, everyone should drink. B'di'evet, one person has to drink. It's a base man, no. Lechatchila, lemehadrin mina mehadrin, everyone should drink. And if one drinks, that's good, also good enough. And if that's mahadrin. And if nobody drinks, but the evidence also good. Three levels. That's how the base man knocked out the raya. And this toast is in Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Amud Beis. All right, I don't know. You could argue with that. I cotton. You know, I'll tell you if up to me, I'll tell you. That's taka no good. How would that tosis would hold? If you give a kutch like yilach chinuch, would be no good. Why is tosis meshubit to what we do by a bris milah? What do you need the reason of brochel of atola or gnai? You don't need it. But I still am bothered. How in heaven's name does the second cup work? How does the second cup work? I don't quite understand it. Right? Let's assume that you have to drink. How does drinking from the second cup work? The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it works. How does it work? It's the second cup. It's not the original cup. The Shulchan Aruch really is hard to understand. It really is. It really is hard to understand. Now, the truth is, Eliyahu Rabbis is according to the Beis Yosef, lo tom klal lo yotza. If you take it from the second cup, lo yotza de chavasa kitikuna. What's that all about? We don't really understand. So the Levush says that you don't need a second cup, and he learns Pshat in the Mechaber. Listen to this Pshat. That if you bring a second cup, you have to say Borei Pri HaGafen a second time. Otherwise, because the first one was Levatol. If that's the case, you don't have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. You only have the Magen Avraham, right? You don't have the Shulchan Aruch. I have the Shulchan Aruch. We need to do one more time. A radical Pshat. Who are the nishbach hakos kodesh shi'itim imenu yavi? Oh, you have that's the first words. What are the first three words in the Magen Avraham? What are the first three words? Yavi kosacher, right? Yavi kosacher umavarach alabar pragav and veinatzor alach zakash. You know what he says? If not yavi, you're required to do so. Yavi, yeah. If you do it, you have to make a bar pragav. That's the only chiddush. Not that you have to do it. That's how the Levush learns Pshat in the Mechaber. It's a bit of a dochak, but that's what comes out. Amazing. Okay, so we've spent some time on this thorny topic. I don't have a good answer. No matter which way you pull it, it's not exactly perfect. Again, if the Shti is Ma'akev, how can the second cup work? Which was the simple read of the Mechaber. It doesn't make much sense. If the Shti is not Ma'akev, what does Tzarech Shi'a tell me? You have to say that it's Lechatchila. So why bother with the second cup? In the chatchila level, we can make some kind of linkage between the second cup and the original brach. But it's not really the Yikub, that's the Levush and the original Beis Yosef. So again, I'm not taking any sides on this one. I'm just pointing out that it's not easy to figure this one out. Rabbi said we now turn our attention to the Tosis Rid that we've already discussed before a few times, where the Rid does an about face. It's one of the chazadis because it's very, very important. Very, very important. The Rid originally suggests that if you have no wine and no bread, you're mekadesh bevelo midi, right? With nothing. At the end, he says, nothing de chavasa betfila. Right? You'll have it in front of you. He seems to change his mind, change his tune. You yotze with tefillah. That's all the madura tinyana. That's all the first big one. Madura tlisa, kuf yudal, he says exactly the same thing. Right? By kiddush and by havdalah. You yotze in tefillah. And he goes through the Gemara. Yayin gorim shekiddush teyomer. If there's no wine, there's no kiddush. Finished. So we start the shiur today. Finished. And Yom Kippur. There's no kiddush. Fine. Then he got stuck with the kasha. Kuf yudzayim. You left at Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we spoke about. And I think I mentioned to the Rashbam. Did I mention the Rashbam? Had the gears apparently, which you... Did I show you the Rashbam? Bein Bitzvila, did I show you? No? The Rashbam on Kuf Yudzayim and Beit. I thought I showed it to you, but maybe I didn't. Please turn. I'm very forgetful, because the Minchas Chinuch I also thought I showed you before, which I didn't, apparently. So, I could be forgetful. Anakamah, Kuf Yudzayim and Beit, Tzorech, it's in the last narrow line. Shiaski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom, says the Rashbam on that very Gemara. Tzorech Shiaski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Where is it? It's like by the end of the Likute Rashi on the left side. Bein B'Kos Bein B'Tfila. So Os Tes Nira B'Nusach HaTfila Shalom Niski Yitzias Mitzrayim. The iron old Mari Koyin, we all can be forshim. I wonder what the Mari Koyin says. Let's take a look.
He says it's in the Masach that other Gaonim and Rishonim
had. Oh, yeah? You look? Yeah? There you go. Let's take a look. Let's look inside. I asked Mari Koyin is a nigger, they say. Mari Koyin. Okay. Let's take a look at the Mari Koyin. Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. It's in my edition, it's page Nun Vav in my Yalkan Beforshim Achadosh. Whoa, it's long. Near Beina, the Nuchskas Rashbam Zal Hoysek and Nuskas Hakolbo, Bilchos Tvila, the Nusak at Tvila the Shabbos, Zechel and Master of Rasha, Vilitzias Mitzrayim, Ayan Sham. The Nira the Gamatfilas, Lil Shabbos, Niska, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Tvila's Moganovas? Really? Nuskas Hakolbo? Vokios Yishabbat Tvila, Mashi, Nearly, Mikfar, Dal Yushalmi, Kanaloch Abbez, who will betrace his Kuvov, the Mokam Shen Yayan Shatz. Yordaf Nea Teva, my brocha has made Sheva. King Hazar has a shots with Tfilas Shachos of Mincha. What's the Mishen of Boki? Etc., 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 etc. Not right now. The Rambam, the Shabbos, Kiddush the Raisa. Yotze with Tfila, the Mogan Avraham. Tfilas Avas with Shabbos Chova. Look at the Kiddush. You hear what's going on? Tfilas Avas with Shabbos Chova. Amazing. So you have to have a Hazar has a shots. And what do you do it? You do it main Sheva. But you have to have there also Yitzias Mitzrayim. Wow. Wow. Amazing. If you have Yayin, you don't need it. Lel Pesach. You don't say Mogan Ovas because you say Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have a Seder. Fascinating. Anyway, you have a different Girsa. Thank you very much. A different Girsa. Mari Koyin. Okay. Amazing. That's what the Rashbam says. But then, the Tosas Rit quotes the Bahag. And he understands it to mean, I'm just reviewing what we spoke about last week, it's a double daraisa. Kiddush daraisa betfila, and kiddush daraisa ala kos. I don't think the Bahag meant it. I'd like to say he didn't mean it. Because the Shilta says a daraisa ad betfila, and a derabbanon al hakos. It's an asmachta. He didn't really mean it's necessarily a daraisa. The reader understood it to mean daraisa, and he said it's incorrect. Maybe he never meant it. Let's go back, Rabosai. The Rid changed his mind. Originally he said what? Originally he said, if you have no cup and no bread, you make kiddush like this. And then he said, change his mind, yotze b'tfila. The Meiri Rabosai changed his mind in the opposite direction. I hope you saw the Meiri by now, the Maran Mekomis. Masechta, anyone have a Meiri with him today? Anybody have it in Brochus? You have the Meiri in Brochus?
Brochus.
No. Okay, so I'll tell you, I wrote it down what he said. The Meiri and Brochus originally said, that there's no need to make kiddush, because yotze, presumably yotze with tefillah. But on Nun Beis of an Aleph, the part I asked you to see, he says you do. What's his raya? Amazing raya. Mi sheyoshe v'ochel v'kiddush alev ayom, demotzinu kiddush below kos. when he quotes a what he said that Vav and Aleph, is Yerushalmi Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Varei Kiddusha. The Gemara wants to know in Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Ches Yerushalmi, it's the laws of Smucha Lechavrata. Kiddusha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Pragafen Baruch Ata Hashem Shekishem Azrael. What's going on? It's a Smucha Lechavrata. Why are we starting the Mekadosh HaShabbos Baruch with a Baruch? Answers the Yerushalmi. She'ocha mevod yom, eina mevorech bar pragof. Let's turn our bosa to Kuf Aleph. We happen to be, I'm still on the same page. Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. No, turn back. Kuf Amid Aleph. We discussed it yesterday with the Maaseh Rav. If I have time, I have a Chiddush Nifla in the Maaseh Rav. Nifla Menorah in Maaseh Rav. Yesterday. If I have time, I'll get to it later on today's shiur. I hope so. What does it say over here? Poris Mapa Mekadosh. The guy had a whole meal, and now it's got dark. Poris Mapa Mekadosh. So what does that mean? What bracha do you make? You make a bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Must you make a bracha of Bar Pragofen? Says Yerushalmi, no. You already had wine before. He's holding in the middle of a meal. They told me, Rabbi Gold, the Shlita, those Poros Mapa Mekadosh on Purim. Emes? I can't handle it, but that's just, they say, claims it's Minig Yerushalayim. I don't know what this Minig Yerushalayim, I've heard too many Minig Yerushalayim already, that I don't know what it means anymore. But that's what he does, Halacha L'maisa. I give you one guarantee, everyone made a Bar Pragofen already. That's one thing I'll tell you, whatever they did, I don't know, but they all made a Bar Pragofen. So now when it comes time, to the Poros Mapa Mekadosh, was anyone ever there? Rabbi Goldberg's house on Purim on Friday? No one ever was there? When was Purim on Friday? It was not so long ago. 2 years ago. So no one was there. So what I want to know, did they make a Bar Pragofen again? Yerushalmi says, no. You don't make a Bar Pragofen again. Because you already made a Bar Pragofen. So therefore, Kiddush is, even though it's usually 99.999999, it comes after Bar Pragofen. But since it happens, the Prophet Mekadosh said, no. So the institute, it always should start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Azoi Shtei Yerushalmi, Brachas Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. And for that, the Miri derives, Rabbi Osai, believe it or not, that if someone has no wine whatsoever, he gets up and says, Kiddush. So this is a Pidlei Ploim. I bring up my Sefer Kodesh Yilulim again for the second time today, out of the bullpen, to try to, like Rivera, you know, bring him out the tough spots. We already got out of a Shvera thing before the base mayor. How is he going to get us out of this Miri? This is really like a base is a load and nobody out. How are we out of this Miri? This is unbelievable Miri. What in heaven's name is he talking about? He quotes the Miri. He writes as follows. So what happens? The guy is sitting in a meal. He makes Kiddush without Bar Pragofen. Right? Okay? The Ein Nidon Bar Pragofen Shabirach Mikodem on Purim. Ki'ilu Mavarach Birchas Bar Pragofen Mishas Kiddush. Ela Sheyesh Kan Kiddush Beli Bar Pragofen Klal. That's the Yerushalmi. But the question becomes, why is this a raya that somebody who has no wine should make Kiddush? Zach pilei ploya mamish. This fellow on Purim, when he's pouring his mamish, he has plenty of wine. He's drowning in wine, Rabosai. He's drowning in wine. Maybe he already drowned in wine. Maybe he's half tipsy, or maybe more than half rubo kakulo. How do you bring a riot from this case to a case where a guy has no wine? What kind of crazy comparison is this? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Kodesh Yilulim, page Kuf Tzadiches, Michlal Dvarov Nimtzinu Lemeidim, De Kiddush Below Boy Priagofen, Nidon Ke Kiddush Below Kos. He compares a Kiddush on which you did not say Boy Priagofen to a Kiddush when you have absolutely no wine whatsoever. What an absolutely wild comparison. What's the comparison? See from here, Rabbeisai Lechora, like Rashi and the Ravan. What did Rashi and the Ravan say, Rabbeisai? That the Boer Pragofen is not a stamp Birchas Anenin. If that's the case, as long as they made a Brocha on Purim, it should carry into Shabbos Shushan Purim as well. No! Birchas HaShemach is part of the Kiddush, and if you find a Kiddush without a Boer Pragofen, which is the Shevach on the Yayin, which they were attacking, the din is exactly the same, where there's no wine at all. Pilei ploy. What he's saying over here is that the whole nub of the discussion is, can you make Kiddush when there's no Birchas HaShevach, a Boer Pragofen? They can exist in two cases. One, he has no wine. And two, he would have made Boer Pragofen from before. And if the Yerushalmi says you make Kiddush even if you made Boer Pragofen before, so too you can make Kiddush when there's no wine whatsoever. Ah, Kiddush nifle menorah ad mod. But that's what the Miri says. Otherwise, the Miri is completely unintelligible. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't fit in. Wow. So, again, that's the best we can do to defend this otherwise unintelligible Meiri. Rabosai. Look at Rashi, Kuf Yudal Amad Aleph. This is the Rashi we brought, because somebody came to me this morning based measure with a very good pshat, very nice pshat, to knock off the whole Raya from Kuf Yudal. That's great, great, but this is against Rashi. Because really, the Raya is really from Rashi, because the Gemara, there are ways out. Rashi is over here, and Kuf Yudal Amad Aleph, Shayayin Gorom the Kiddush Tayama, the third narrow line, Shim Ein Lo Yayin Opas, Ein O Mekadosh. It means no wine, no Kiddush. Impossible. Can't do it against the Miri. Can't do it like the Tosfos Rid's Maskana. That's the Rid brought right from here. But the Gemara itself, someone said this morning in the Beis Medrash, all the Gemara means is that normally you can't do it. Normally the guy wants to make his Kiddush after he makes a broch on the wine. Doesn't mean that it's completely impossible without. Okay, you're right. The Raya is really from Rashi. So I saw it once again. The Kodesh Elulim says no Raya from Rashi. You know why Rashi says you have to have wine? Rashi l'shitoso. It's safe for our paradise. Rashi says, and the Mefarash and Nazir was based on Rosh Hashanah Rashi, even though it's not Rashi proper. There's a chi of the rice, believe it or not, to even drink from the wine. If the chi of the rice is to drink from the wine, no Kiddush. Because the whole part of Kiddush is to drink from the wine. But since we don't pass like that Rashi, so maybe we can't bring any rice in this Rashi. Enough kuf yadalit. How do you like that? How do you like that? As a matter of fact, it's a machlokas haposkim, whether you would make Kiddush when you have no wine. Who says yes, who says no? So the Birkei Yosef, on our Reish Ayin base of Kotan Ches, quotes opinion that you do make Kiddush with nothing. The Pri Chodesh says no. The Yotzi and Davening. What's his Raya? Yom Kippur B'Shabbos. Where did I come from? The earliest source of Raya? The Ritva. Yes, I looked it up. It's there. The Ritva Masech the Shabbos Samach Tes Omud Beis. Only one thing in the Ritva. Something incredible. If there's no wine, then you can make Havdalah on bread. Havdalah on bread? That's ridiculous, if you ask me. Why? I make Kiddush on bread. So we are ingrained. Take a look on the Rosh, Rabosai, here in Simen Yud Ches. Take a look at the very beginning. Oh, it's Yud Zayin or Yud Ches? I'll tell you in a second. It's Yud Zayin. The Rosh, the beginning of Simen Yud Zayin. Kos Rashbam. Midrav Shamina de Mekachin al Apas. Omen Vayechulu. Umevarach Birchas Amotzi. Venaporas Ad Sheyikadosh. Chakach. Medaka Kiddush. I will have dollar. Forget about it. Ain el ala kos. Tal kos shu yayin tiknua. Can I mean in brachas laflam and gimel as shirik vu ala kos? Forget about it. Umi shein lo kos. B'mogah shirigin l'shtos yayin. Al yavdil v'daylo b'havdolas tfilo. No way in the world you can make a bracha on pas. If you look in the box, Girsa. B'mogah shirigin l'shtos yayin. Al yavdil ala pas. So we think it's inconceivable to make Havdalah al-Pas. Well, the Ritva says it's very conceivable. If you have no wine, say Beit Avdallah ala pas. I was almost flabbergasted. That's what he said. Flabbergasted. The Shulchan Aruch says he can't do it. And some Reish Sarivov Siv Beis. Siv Beis. Fine. It's interesting. The Ritva brought a raya from Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You get an impression from the Ritva, and it's also Ratva says so. They deny the Yisod that I told you before. Out of Yisod, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. It's not a plain Shabbos. It's only Yom Kippur that's a Shabbos. And that's what we saw in the Mikroi Kodesh. There's no Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush if you're sick. No. The Ritva disagrees. I mean, so the Ritva talks about Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos as being Shabbos. A regular din of Shabbos. A regular din of Shabbos. That's the one thing you see. Number two thing you see, apparently holds that Kiddush and Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. Because otherwise, why bring me a raya from Yom Kippur, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, from Yom Kippur B'chol as well? Apparently holds that Kiddush and Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. Two chidushim received derech agav from the Ritva, both of which are questionable. The Mikroi Kodesh says that no, based on Yom Sameach. Ooh, Michael, you have those, the Mikoros? Where is he? The Mikoros from Rabbi Lairfield? You have it with you? You bring it tomorrow? Yeah, I already have spoken on this topic. He quoted the Or Sameach and his Maariv comes Mamish. So it draws Mashma against the Or Sameach. And it was also seems to say that Kiddush Yom Tov was the Rabbanon, which is also a controversial thing. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Osai, what is the real din? What do you do in the case of Havdol? You have no wine. What do you do? Kuhn Rabbeinu Simcha, you make Havdalah without a kos. It's Chuvas Maram, Chelek Alav Simon Kuf. And according to Rabbi Amram Gon, take a look if you will over here, in the Masecht and the Rashbam. Please take a look in the Rashbam if you don't mind, right over here. Kuv Vav Amid Beis, end of the Masal of the Chaviva. It's right here in front of us. According to Rabbi Amram Gon, take a look. V'davka Kiddush, Aval Havdalah Eina Ela Ala Kos Shel Yayin. Kidamin and Shana Flamet Gimel, everyone with me? Hashira Kvu ala Yayin. Umish ain lo kos Yayin Bemokum Shirigil Lishtos Yayin. Al Yavdala Pas. Fidailo Bavdala's Tfila. That's what the Rosh quoted verbatim. It's the Rosh and the Rashbam according all the way back from Rav Amram Gom. Goes back a long way. A long way. So they quote that the Rabbeinu Simcha is supposed to say that you can make Avdala without anything. I'm not convinced. If you look in the original citation, Shuvas Maram, maybe Rabbeinu Simcha holds like the Ritva, and you make Havdalah al hapas. Even though we think that's something which is mind, they couldn't believe it. So they understood Rabbeinu Simcha to mean you make Havdalah with nothing. But if you look carefully in the Lashon, it sounds a little bit Rabbeinu Simcha maybe holds you make Havdalah al hapas. Maybe no one holds you make Havdalah on nothing. It's not completely clear. And now I come to the big question, Halacha L'maaseh, Rabbi Osai. If it's a bris on Yom Kippur, what do you do? So that's what the Beis Meir is talking about. A bris on Yom Kippur. What do you do? What do you do? So the Mordechai says in Yuma, you can look it up, end of Siman Tov Shin Chav Zayin. What do you do? There are various opinions. Some say, believe it or not, you leave out the bracha. Completely. That whole bracha we said, I said this morning, we said it about the bris this morning. Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Kiddush Yedidi Betev, V'chok B'Shem Asav. Leave it out on Yom Kippur. Why? Ain shira el al yayin, no yayin, no bracha. Can you imagine that? Anybody had a bris Yom Kippur? Anybody here that was born on Gimel Tishrei and had a bris Yom Kippur? Nobody. Anybody here ever attended a bris Yom Kippur? Whoever attended a bris Yom Kippur ever in your life? Nobody. Struck out. I did when I was very young. I was at a bris on Yom Kippur. They made the bracha. My memory serves me correct. I was before Bar Mitzvah. But I think they made the bracha, I think, of Kores HaBris. What did they do with the wine? They gave it to a kid. Gave it to a kid! The Gemara says you can't. You look at the Gemara by Shechiyanu? You saw the Gemara, Aaron. Let's give it. What did the Gemara say? Why can't you give it to a kid? Why not? Why not, no? Asi LeMisrach. What do you mean Asi LeMisrach? When he gets old, he'll in Yom Kippur. So this Mordechai has a very important thing to say about that. Two things. Rabbi Natam says two things. Number one, we're not worried about the Mistrach. You know why? It's not the same as Shechiyanu or Kiddush. Shakos ba b'shvil Yom Kippur u'b'chol shana b'shana. If every single year we make a Shechiyanu or a Kiddush on a cup, on Yom Kippur, so you get used to drinking on Yom Kippur. A bris milah, look at the raya, 30 guys in the room. Nobody ever was at a bris milah in his whole life. Obviously it's not a ma'aseh b'chol yom. So it's not going to be also the Mistrach. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But then he says, I give a verbatim quotation of Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai Tavsh, Yuma Tavsh B'chav Zayin. V'lo mi boyed below kos avdin alei. Without a cup, you can certainly do it. V'lo adifim b'birchas hamazon d'b'inun kos v'avdinun nami below kos. What does that mean? Even though Birchas HaMazon Tuna Kos, Shema Minah, right over here, Kuf Heyam and Beis. Shema Minah, there's eight things you'll do. Eight Kuf Heyam and Beis, you derive eight things. One of them is Shema Minah, look over here. Shema Minah, where is it? Bracha Tuna Kos. What Bracha? Talking about benching. Bracha Tuna Kos is Rashi Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Sai, we have at the Paskin, it ain't a Tuna Kos. But even the Mandama Tuna Kos, if you didn't have a cup of wine, you'd make your bench anyway. So too, Mr. Rabbeinu Tam. If you can't have a wine for your kosher milah on Yom Kippur, you make the bracha on the milah anyway. The same as Birchas HaMazon. So says Rabbeinu Tam. No. What will the other opinion in the Mordechai hold? Say no. No raya from Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because there's certainly a chiyuv of benching without a kos. Maybe he means, this is what the Kodesh Yilulim suggests, maybe he means that benching is d'oraisa. It's impossible they're going to uproot a chiyuv d'oraisa for the lack of a kos. That was the Mogen Avraham's raya, the Otzi and davening. Otherwise, how can there be Otzi the chiyuv d'oraisa for the lack of a kos if you don't have any time to know from the bread, etc., etc.? You can't uproot a chiyuv d'oraisa for the lack of a kos. Impossible. But kos shebircha samila? Hey mamru v'hey mamru. The bracha derabbanan. You have no kos. Goodbye, Charlie. That's all. That's what the Yesham in the Mordechai holds. No bracha on Yom Kippur. Fine. The big problem is where the chiyuv kos of milah come from. The Beis Yosef says I didn't find it in the Gemara or in the Rif or in the Rambam. Rabbi said who's ever been at a bris where they didn't have a cup of wine and they made a special bracha on the Kashrut Kiddush? Ever been there? Every single bris they make a bracha. Where did it come from? Not in the Gemara. Not in the Rif, not in the Rambam. Where did it come from, Rabosai? Yes? Okay, very nice. Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. That's a little bit it's circular. What's called a Shira? Right, who says this? It's a technical bracha. Asher Kiddush, this is a big Shira? I mean, I was very, very happy and exalted, whatever. Asher Kiddush to be better than Chok B'Shir Asam, Koros Abris. I don't know. Lachnitz the Rish of Omen is also a very happy bracha. We don't make a la kos. It's a little bit circular. The question, where does it come from? I have an idea. I'll tell you in a minute. Rabosai, listen very carefully. This is very, very, I have a big kiddush for you. But, said the Beis Yosef, from the Gaonim, quoted by the Tur, you see they had a bracha. What? Two things that are in the Tur. Number one, they're discussing what to do with the cup on Yom Kippur. Obviously, they take it seriously. And number two, they're discussing how do you speak with Bakoshas Rachamim between Borei Pri HaGofen and the drinking. The Torah talks about it. There are many Shitas in Mishnah what to do about it. I'll tell you, I'm going to summarize in brief all the Shitas, very briefly. One. Baruch Atah Hashem Koreis Avris, you drink right away. That's the new chum of the 21st century. That's already in the Torah. I'm not thinking that we made it up today. Two, you give it to the child right away. Baruch Atah Koreis Avris, and right away the moel takes some wine and puts it into the baby's mouth before they start the Bakoshas Rachamim. Three, you rely on your own drinking at the end. That's Midigar HaShulchan. That's what we do. You give it to the kid? No. You don't give it to the kid until when? B'damaya chayi. That's halfway into the Bakoshas Rachamim. It's an amazing, that's in general, in every day. On Yom Kippur, there's an opinion in the Mordechai, in Erevin, that you drink, make a bar per gofen. I mean, that's what it sounds like it's saying. Listen to this now. But Cassius, you look up in the Mordechai Erevin Tov Tzadihei. I think it's what he's saying. Make bar per gofen. Ashakir should be better than the Chog, Vashlam, Kors, Ibris, Mekam, Mem, Mem, Mem. Can you call Tov, Matam, Tov? Put the cup down and use it for Avdolah. 8 hours later. Such an opinion exists. That's how I read the Mordechai. Frank the Beis Yosef, how do you wait so long? 8 hours? What's the answer, Mosai? You know the answer by now. It's a Birchas HaShevach. G'nai hu lekos. It's a G'nai. So ordinarily it's a G'nai, but you don't chase from it immediately. But it's Yom Kippur. We understand you can't do it. So as long as it takes from 8 hours from now, you undo the G'nai. Yes. Good. Where did the conversation? I want to say a chiddush. The lashon of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis is as follows. It says the Moel makes Alamila, Avia Ben makes what? Asheke Deshama. How's it go? The Sivan Lachnisa Bevis Shel Avram Avinu. And it says Hamevarech Omer. Listen to the words of the Gemara. Hamevarech Omer. Ashakida she did me betin. What kind of strange language is this? It should have said, Ha'av Aviyah ben Omer, excuse me, Hamoyal Omer alamila, Aviyah ben Omer lachitzu vishon amavinu. And then, Vachakach mevarchim, or Omrim, what do you mean ha-mevarch? Ha-mevarch what? So I wanted to say pshat, ha-mevarch means ha-mevarch alayayin. Like I said, Hamavarech Tzorach Shito. Hamavarech, he's making a bracha. A bracha on what? It must be Yayin. Look at the Beis Yosef, where is this comment? Why is it such a powerful, it's such a powerful din that we can even be mafsik in it? We're going to give it the status of Kiddush al Yayin. It's only a question of Gnai, the Birchas HaShevach, with a Shir. There's no source in the Gemara anywhere. Maybe there's a hint to it from the Lashon of the Gemara. Hamavarech Omer. What do you mean Hamavarech? It sounds like there's a preconceived notion of Hamavarech. You want to know what does he say? Who say you say anything? The Teretz is, it's Hamavarech al Yayin, and he's going to say something because it's Shir al Yayin. What's he going to say? This. It's the best I can do is to find at least some hint. Otherwise, I should have said, Mamavarech. It means a kos. Perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. I can't guarantee it, but it's a possibility, Rabosa. Possibility. Now, Rabosa. We've assumed until now, that's what Mefarshim assumed, not like me. I want to say Pshat Rabbeinu Simcha that I mentioned before. He said you make Avdala ala pas. But the conventional wisdom is you make Avdala with nothing. So the Mefarshim suggest is it's Gehobo Talia. The Machlok is by Kiddush, right? Do you make Avdala? Do you make Kiddush with you have nothing? Do you or don't you? Machlok is the Rishonim, Achronim. The same exact Machlok is by Avdala. Do you or don't you? Some say you make Avdala with no pas or yayin. And some say that you do not. Hobo Atalia. Hobo Atalia. Hobo Atalia. The problem is the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, no. The Me'iri says, by Kiddush, you make without a kos. That's the Maskana based on that Yerushalmi with our amazing pshat that we suggest from Sefer Kodesh Yilulim. By Avdali says, you're ready Yotzi and Tefillah. And the question becomes, according to the Me'iri, why is there a distinction between what and what? Between Kiddush and Havdalah. That's the question. That's the question. Why is there a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? Fine. So in order to understand that, we have to take a couple of steps backwards. We already spoke about the Mogen Avraham we had earlier today. I make Kiddush and I find that it's water instead of wine. Right? What do you do to the Trumas HaDeshen? You make Kiddush all over again on wine. I already yotzi d'oraisa, he assumes. Okay, so what? So then the Rabbanan. Then the Rabbanan. Promise as follows. We just got through saying a minute ago that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Shira El Alayayin is not Ma'akev. Correct? Did we just say, got to say that? So if Ein Shira Elayin is not Ma'akev, so the question that becomes, that's what Rabbi Natan said. There's no problem making the bracha Asher Kiddush to be better with no wine. He said, a bigger Kiddush can even give wine. The Western Mitzvah is only occasional, not every single Yom Kippur. But his first step was to do it without wine. It's not Ma'akev. If Rabbi Natan is right, that it's not Ma'akev, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A guy made Baruch Hashem on Kaddish HaShabbos on water. How do you allow him to make a new Kiddush on wine? Why don't we say he was Yotzei the first time around? Because Ein Shira L'Yayin is not Ma'akev. Comes the Sefer Kodesh Lum again with another big Kiddush. I think it's correct. He says as follows. That Kiddush is another din. Zochreyu al hayayin. That is Miyakev. That is Miyakev. It's a new din. It's not the standard din, Rabbi Osai. It's not the standard din Shir al hayayin. It's a new din. That Zochreyu al hayayin. And a raya. There's one day in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Ayin Al. If we, the question we pass this way, probably we don't. But the day exists, a very early day in Gaonim. Take a look, if you will, in Reish Ayin Al. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Berurah, Sif Yud Dalid. No. Every Mishnah Berurah, you should look inside, but I'm reading it from the Taz over here in Sivkaton Yud Ches. What does he say? To be Kiddush Asmuhu Adoraisa the Kaddish Aliyah. Doraisa, Bench is also Doraisa. I think it really means is Zochreyo Aliyah. That's what he means. It's more than just ancient Omer Shil Aliyah. Zochreyo Aliyah is a new din. And therefore, even if the Rabbi Natan is correct, Ein Omer Shil Ayin is not Ma'akev, but Zochreyo Aliyayin is Ma'akev. So, Medarabonin, you are not Yotze if it ends up being water and not wine. Okay, keep that in mind. I think that's the Pashup Psha. That's the Pashup Psha. Okay. Now, Rabosa, Lich Ora, going back to the very basics, the first day, we have to recoup, we have to start, we have to move to the next topics. We had a Machlok at the very beginning. Are you Yotze Kiddush and davening, or you're not yotze Kiddush and davening? Machlok, you heard the Mogan of Rome says yes, bedavka yes. And let's push up shot the Gemara and Brachos that you have in front of you. Mekadosh betzlusa, v'chodah mekadosh al akos. And the Taz seems to say no, bedavka you should not be yotze bekiddush betzvila. Why? As the Chasam Sofer b'kivega put it, you want to be yotze the din daraisa ketikin chazal al hayayin. Al hayayin. Fine. So what do you do, Rabosai, if you have no pas and no yayin? It depends. If you were yotze the daraisa betfila, you don't. If you were not yotze the daraisa betfila, then you do. That's the push-up shot. This goes back to yesterday's shiur. Who said? You can be yotze now without a bracha. Divrei Shevach Mekilos, the three pshatim. See, they say good Shabbos, or say Vayachulu. Only the Prima Gadim is the one who says what? You have to make an actual bracha. We thought we had some earlier sources for it yesterday. But it's not completely clear. Not completely clear. It could be that, what did Miri say? We got stuck with this Miri yesterday. The Miri, earlier, an hour, 20 minutes ago. The Miri said, if you have no wine and no bread, you do make Kiddush with nothing. Havdalah not. What's the distinction, Rabbi Osai? Here's the verb. By Havdalah, they will metaken Havdalah and Tefillah. We know that. They're before Shigamara. They will metaken Havdalah and Tefillah as Havdalah. V'orayah, when they were poor, that was it. And even when they got rich and they said to have alakos, and they got poor again, they never moved it from its spot. So we have Havdalah twice. Right? So Gemara says that we do Havdalah in davening. And Havdalah al-Kos. Both are Havdalah proper. So therefore, if a guy has no kos, it was yotze in the Shmon Esrei. By Kiddush, they never ever said you're supposed to be Mekadosh in davening. The expression Mekadosh Mitzlus, according to this understanding, is only the Tofes, the text of Kiddush and Mekadosh on Shabbos, but there never was such a takana. And therefore, we have different issues, whether it requires a bracha, whether it requires Shvach Mekilosh, etc., etc. Now I have only a few minutes left to talk about the Maaseh Rav, my big Kiddush for today. Isn't that, tell me, only small Kiddushim. That guy's a big Kiddush. I look at the Maaseh Rav a little bit. I looked it up. I didn't have a Maaseh Rav, but I have in my Sefer on Shabbos. I quote it. So sometimes we find Gemaras, Pesukim from Gemaras. We find Maaseh Rav from later Svarim. So I'm over here. I quote where it is in the Maaseh Rav. I wouldn't know where to find it. I don't even own a Maaseh. I have a Maaseh Rav in the house, but it's hard to find it over here. The Maaseh Rav, Rabosai, is, could be those who want to look it up, it's in Simen. One second. Kuf Yud Zayin. You can't make Kiddush Mibod Yom before Davening Marv. Against the Mogen Avraham. I mentioned to you yesterday this question of what about after it got dark? So we said that since Pashup Shad the Gemara, Rabosai, Poros, Abba Mekadosh is before Davening. So the Pashup Shad the Gemara is that you cannot make Kiddush before Davening is only when? Only on Friday. But on Shabbos, you may. The question is, what's pshat in the Gemara? So you're suggesting the Medakim Lashon Gemara, right? Rav, what's the Gemara? Rav, Soli Shol Shabbos, Fair of Shabbos, Uva Omer, Kedusha Lakos. In that order only. That begs the question, why in that order only? Why? Why is that what necessary? I want to take a pshat, a Chiddush Gadol. Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Some of the Mefarshim suggests, Rabbi Osai, listen to this amazing pshat. I mentioned yesterday briefly. It's like a b'chor. A b'chor? A b'chor is kodesh mirechem. And nevertheless, takdish l'Hashem Elokecha, we were required to superimpose our own frail human sanctity on this b'chor by saying, I raise a kodesh over and above the God-given sanctity that was achieved at birth. If that's the pshat in Kiddush, Rabbi Osai, then Kiddush can only be said, Rabbi Osai, on Shabbos proper. Why? It's already a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh. Vayavarach Alas Kiddush Vayikadosh also. A Kodesh Baruch Hu sanctified the Shabbos starting with sunset. So once it's already Kodosh, the nature of Kiddush is, Rabbi Osai, to add our frail human voice to the mandate of the divine. God made Shabbos Kodesh. And we are supposed to add our weak voices and say, yes, Mekadosh HaShabbos. But who are we to say Mekadosh HaShabbos before it's already Kodesh? Oh. That being the case, take a Chiddush Nifla Venera. Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos, Ber of Shabbos, U'Mekadosh HaLakos, is B'dafka in that order. Why? Because you're Mekadosh HaShabbos how? Through Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is what? Ma'ariv is? What's Ma'ariv, Rabbi Osai? Kabbalah Shabbos. That's Ma'ariv. Now that I daven Ma'ariv, so it's already Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos, now is the time to make Kiddush. But if I make Kiddush before Ma'ariv, so the Kiddush is creating Shabbos. That's no good. Kiddush can't create Shabbos. Kiddush has to do what? Has to sanctify a pre-existing Shabbos. It pre-exists either because what? The sun set already? Or because you sanctified it previously by davening Ma'ariv. That's my pshat in the Gemara. Yes, sir?
And the Gemara isn't Meshuvah, but I think that isn't there the Ritva says that you can be Mekabel Shabbos with Kiddush?
Excellent. Excellent. The Ritva says that the only way to be Mekabel Shabbos, and he requires it every single week, to be Mekabel Shabbos before the time, is eat with a bracha. You have to have either Kiddush, or you have to have Ma'ariv. You have to, those are only your two choices. You have to have those two choices. We don't follow that Ritva. V'horaya. We go into Shabbos every single week, we're saying nothing. Halavai, we should finish our lane of Mincha by the time the sun sets. Halavai. So we don't follow the Ritva. Nonetheless, even though we don't follow the Ritva, who insists in Bedafka, we say the Kiddush or Ma'ariv before Ben Hashemashos begins. That's the Ritva's Shita. Nonetheless, even for us, the Gra may hold that the only way you it's possible to usher in an early Shabbos is B'tfilas Ma'ariv. That is the words of the Rush, Rav said. If you look on the Rush at the very end of B'memed Likin, the last few lines, he says, what is Kabbalah Shabbos? Tfilas Ma'ariv. Now let me tell you what that means. I mean, if you daven Ma'ariv, you're stuck. You have no choice but to accept Shabbos. He's fine with the Bahag. The Bahag says if you light candles, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. No, the Bahag is wrong. The Bahag is incorrect. It's you daven Ma'ariv, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. V'horaya, if the Tzibur davens Ma'ariv, every Jew in town has to stop working. And when does Ma'ariv begin? He says, Baruch Hu. The minute the Chazan says Baruch Hu, drop everything, Rabosa. It's incumbent upon every member of the town to stop doing Malacha. That's how the Rush ends, the very last line in the Rush in Perek Mamadlikin. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch quotes it that way. And Simon Reish Samach Aleph quoted. I have to have full disclosure. The Bechavi has a line. Mizmer Shir Leoma Shabbos for us is like Baruch Hu for them. Would the Gra agree? Not sure. I'm not sure if the Gra would agree.
I
don't know what the says the Ma'aser Rav. I don't know.
But it's not in the Ma'aser Rav proper. It's in one of the other.
Okay. My humble opinion is, I'll give you my humble opinion, is that there's no chiyuv shava olam to be mekabel Shabbos, bepeh, even belev, just bepol mamish. You can't do malacha 2 minutes before the sun sets. What do you get 2 minutes from? Igros Moshe. Have you seen that tshuva in Igros Moshe, the most incredible tshuva? Someone writes to Rav Moshe, some lady said to him, Rabbi, you're mechal Shabbos. Because I looked at my calendar and said that this licht bench is at 4:30, and at 4:35 I saw you in a car on Grand Street. So Rav Moshe writes back a nice letter. You know, you're right, but you know, 4:30 is licht bench, but the sun doesn't set until 4:48. It was only 4:35. It was 13 minutes before. Da 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 da. But because you said it, I'm going to stop doing it, and I'm no longer going to go in a car after licht bench. Because some yenta chewed his ear off. So you see, as much as Adibus, it rivals his goyness. I mean, it's a mind-boggling. But in that Shuvi writes, you only have to stop doing malacha 2 minutes before the sun sets. Where do you get 2 minutes from? It doesn't say where you got 2 minutes from. I thought it comes from as follows. The raya that there's no need to be mekabel Shabbos early is the Mishnah Mefereshes. Uchulam beis hilam matirim im ha-shemesh. Mishnah daf Shabbos daf yudzayim. So as long as the sun is shining, you can do whatever you want. Those are the Rabbeinu Tam have a whole different pshat. It means that the Tosef Shabbos begins at astronomical sunset. We all like to go on him. What do you do with it? It means until this, as long as the sun is fully up, do whatever you want. The last two, it takes 2 minutes. The Gra says Shlish Yisro Shah. What Gra says Gra by Simon Nun Ches. There Gra. So it takes 2 minutes. As we know, scientifically, it takes 2 point something minutes for the sun to go up and for the sun to come down. So as long as the sun is completely up, you can do whatever you want. So that's where Moshe got the Shia 2 minutes. I'm guessing from. No need to be a kabel, just cease and desist. Don't do malacha 2 minutes before. That's my opinion. Mishnah Gura sounds a little bit not that way. I'm not masking. But the Gura may say as follows. You want a kabel Shabbos to make it binding upon you before Shabbos. Only two ways to do it. Either with Kiddush or with Tefillah. And Kiddush won't work. Why won't Kiddush work? Because I told you now, Kiddush, according to the way I'm suggesting, is only if it's previously Shabbos. Like Bechor, we add our 2 cents and make it and mekadesh it. So you have to have Ma'ariv first, that you're mekabel Shabbos, and then you mekadesh it by saying the words of Kiddush. This is my pshat in the Ma'aser Rav. Of course, if that's correct, it's only before the sunset. Once the sunset, you can certainly make Kiddush before you davened Ma'ariv. That's my opinion. That's what I think. Now, if you think my pshat is wild, I'll do better than that. It's a Bahag. The Bahag says that a person who has wine at night is not allowed to make Kiddush by day. What we do, what you all did in the summer months, right? You made Kiddush early. Can't do it. Unless you have no wine tonight. How can that be? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. Rav, what is my Rav? Rav, Soli, come on, help me out. Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, V'yom Kedusha Lakos. Mefurash. What, the box against the Gemara? Here's the answer. If you look at the Mogen Avraham, in Simon Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Koton Aleph, he quotes the Bahag, and then he says as follows. Even though the Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin, Chavov, try to derive from Rabbi Patek of Yehuda, the Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point, L'maskona di boy Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar, Ovid, Rashoy Lahaklin Be'er of Shabbos, Afal Pisha Bechol Oso Kirabonim. It's against the Ritz Gays. The Ritz Gays, we are Amenes, we don't have a, every day we have a Mincha until Shkia and Marav thereafter. So Friday night's the same thing. So we, that's not Amenes. How many years you can do it earlier? Because Kavod Kamar of it, fine. So the Bahag, I believe, holds as follows. That's only true by Ma'ariv. Because by Ma'ariv, the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it. Not by Kiddush. So by Kiddush, we're back to square one. Kiddush is only at night, after Shkia. We don't find anywhere a concept, according to the Bahag, that you can make Kiddush before it gets dark. Either Gemara said, no. The Gemara said according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a cut-off point of Plaga Minuch. You can have a Marav 7 days a week from that point onward. You cannot have a Minuch after that point according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's already considered that the Meiri calls it Srach Laila. So therefore, you can make Kiddush no problem. But according to the Rabbanan, we follow out to our Minuch 6 days a week. So on the seventh day, the Ritz Gaya says the same as the first six. You have no right to daven Marav earlier. We pass on the Kula. You can do it. Why? Because David Kamaravit Kamaravit and because of Kabbalah Shabbos, Rabosai. That's only when it comes to Ma'ariv. When it comes to Kiddush, you know how to make Kiddush until it gets dark. Shine. I say Fakert. Do Kiddush. And then David Ma'ariv afterwards. So Chariah to the Grah. Can't do that. That option is not open to you. The only reason to make it to let you do something before is to fulfill this mitzvah, according to the mitzvah, the raisa of those seven shabbos. They give you one bite of the apple. What's the bite? Ma'ariv. And not Kiddush. That's much more than the Gra. The Gra said you can't make Kiddush by day before Ma'ariv. The Bahak said you can't make Kiddush by day even after Ma'ariv. Because you haven't got any wine at night. So Ma'ariv Shad and Ma'ariv Shabbos, as Mechudish as it is, less of a Kiddush. Then the Bahag himself. I went a little bit fast. I had to end on time. I'm sorry that I got some guys confused. Was it tomorrow? B'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to discuss some leftovers and then start the new sugya. We'll do new ma'am b'chom was bleed out. Okay.
There's a new fancy edition of the Maitreya Brewery. You can bring it from first one.
Yeah. I got this. You can bring it to me. I'll make a copy, please. Address.